And now, James Gravel.
In Christ's model prayer to his disciples in Luke 11, verses 2 through 4, he set forth certain prerequisites of prayer. That is to say, he taught his disciples how to pray. Part of the Lord's instructions to those disciples was this single sentence, "Give us day by day our daily bread." By saying this, Christ made it clear that it is acceptable to God for us to ask Him for the physical necessities we need to sustain our lives. In fact, later in Luke 11, Jesus went on to comment on this when He said, "If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Luke 11, verses 11 through 13. In Matthew 7, verses 9 through 11, in the beautiful Sermon on the Mount, Jesus had said something similar. "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Christ's point was that if sinful earthly fathers know how to treat their children well, then God, who is perfect, surely will take even better care of us. In fact, is this not the same point that Jesus was making when he said in Matthew 6, verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you"? If we are diligent in scriptural matters, it is perfectly acceptable for us to approach God in prayer to request that he help us with physical matters. In Philippians 4, verse 19, the Apostle Paul wrote, "My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Also, we must be careful not to miss Luke 11, verse 9. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you."